Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. When I saw our beloved pastor, I was able to see the love of Christ in him.
Amen.
Love of Christ. And a smiling face. I like it. Praise the Lord. And when sister sang a song, actually, as she sang, I was searching for God. But Jesus found me.
Amen.
Actually, my name is Paramanandam. Paramanandam. That's why people call me Dr. P. That's good. That's also right. Okay. Paramanandam means heavenly joy.
Amen.
Heavenly joy. My parents named me this name while we were yet Hindus. I was a Hindu. As a Hindu, I used to go to Hindu temples and sit hours together and meditate on Hindu gods, because I wanted to live a holy life. I wanted to get rid of from my sins. So I went to the Hindu temples and sit and meditate on Hindu gods. But no God delivered me from the bondage of my sins. When I read about Hindu gods, I read Hindu gods. They themselves, in India, in Hinduism, we have millions of Hindu gods. When I read about Hindu gods, they themselves are fighting each other. Hindu gods are fighting each other. I read Hindu gods are lying, Hindu gods are stealing, and I read Hindu gods are having many wives. I started thinking, what is this? God means God must be holy, but the gods I am worshipping, they are living in sin. I decided these gods are not true gods. I decided there must be only one God who is holy and is able to deliver me from the bondage of my sins, and I must find out that true holy one of God. So I started reading some religious books. Still I was not able to find out any true God. Finally, someone gave me the Bible.
Amen.
When I got this Bible, I started reading. While I was reading the Bible, it was so interesting to read. It was quite different from all the other books I ever read. I was going on reading the Bible day and night. I read the whole Bible within 2 months. When I read the Bible, I came to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is true God.
Amen.
I found Jesus in this Bible. I started from Genesis to Revelation. I saw Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. I heard the voice of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. So that was the time. My father was suffering from throat cancer. Because of his throat cancer, my father was not able to speak for many days. At the time, some people from Presbyterian church near to my house, there's a Presbyterian church. Those people came to my house and prayed for my father. When they prayed, instantly a kind of blood and pus came out from my father's mouth and started speaking. My father confessed, "Oh, now I am speaking. Jesus Christ is true God." My father told, "Let's all take baptism." It was in 1966. 9 of us took baptism. We took all the idols from my house. We were hanging a lot of idols on the wall in my house, and we were worshipping them. But we took all the idols, packed them, and threw them in the trash, because they are the gods.
Amen.
9 of us took baptism. My father, my brother, my mother, my brothers, my sister, my grandmother, all 9 of us took baptism in 1966, January on the 1st. We were baptized without salvation experience. We did not know about salvation because nobody told us about salvation. Even the Presbyterian people who prayed for my father, they themselves did not know about salvation. But we just believed Jesus and took baptism in 1966, January on the 1st. In 1969, a man of God from America, Mr. Hubert Mitchell, came to India and preach the gospel message in my city. He played accordion, sang songs, and preached the gospel message in my city. When he preached, God spoke to me and convicted of my sins. When he gave altar call, I raised my hand and went to the front. I knelt down and I confessed my sins with the tears. I wept like a child for my sins. When I got up from my kneeling, I had a great joy of salvation. I got assurance that Jesus Christ has forgiven my sins and come into my heart.
Amen.
It happened in 1969, December on the 7th, on Sunday by 2 p.m., God saved me. From that day onward, I am not able to keep quiet. I started sharing about my salvation experience to others. I was the first person who got saved in that Presbyterian church. Day by day, some others also got saved in the Presbyterian church. Then my parents got saved. My brothers, sisters all got saved. Then, in 1972, God called me to do his ministry full time. At the time I was doing my own business. I was manufacturing packing materials and supplying to some companies. Packing materials to put in each glass bottles so that glass bottles may not be broken. That was my business. So I was manufacturing these packing materials and supplying to juice factories, medical companies, beer companies, and all the companies. I was supplying those packing materials and earning a lot of money in that business. That was the time God called me to do his ministry full time. When God called me, I quit my business. Then I went to the Bible College in 1973, in Hindustan Bible College in my city. I studied 5 years. I was graduated in 1978. Right after my graduation, my parents arranged my marriage. In India, almost all the marriages are arranged by the parents. So my parents arranged my marriage on the 13th of April in 1978. I got married. After my marriage, we started preaching the gospel in the streets. I play accordion. My wife sings songs in the streets. See, in India, wherever you go and sing a song, immediately many people will be gathered. Then we can preach the gospel.
Amen.
So, when we sang songs, some people gather, Hindus gathered, then we preached the gospel, some Hindus got saved, then we took their addresses, then my wife and I visited their houses, then we told them to come to my house. 12 people came to my house. With those 12 people, we started our first worship service in my house in 1978, December, on the 10th. Day by day, many Hindus were getting saved through our seat preaching and started coming to my house. Then there was no space to sit in my house. So we bought a piece of land and put a small thatched hut, coconut leaves on the top, and we were worshipping in it. Now we built a church building in 1992. We built a church building. Now there are 200 people are coming to my church. Amen. All are Hindus. God saved through our ministries. I baptized them. So, Hindus are very hungry for God. Hindus are very receptive to the gospel. Actually, Hindus are searching for true God. They don't know who is real God. That's why they are worshipping many gods. Hindus are not satisfied with their gods. Everywhere, wherever you go and preach the gospel, Hindus are getting saved. They are hungry for God. They are so receptive to the gospel. But Hindu priests don't like it. Hindu priests got angry with me. Day by day, the Hindus started persecuting me. The Hindu priests, young priests, started persecuting me. Many times I was beaten. Many times they tried to kill me. I received two letters. Two times I received letters telling that they are going to kill me and drink my blood. I am not afraid of my death. Even if they kill me, I am sure I am going to be with the Lord in heaven. In 1997, God gave me vision to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. While I was praying to God, God gave me a thought in my mind to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. In India, we have more than 1.25 billion people. But we have only 3% Christians. 80% of the people are Hindus. So I had, God gave me a burden for perishing soul. God has given me a burden to win our people, Indian people, for Christ. So God gave me vision to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. So we started Calvary Baptist Bible College. In 1998, we started this Bible college, Calvary Baptist Bible College. We take committed young Christians from all over India who speak different languages. See, in India, we have 1,600 languages. We cannot just go everywhere and preach the gospel because we don't know their languages. Even I don't know my wife's language. My wife speaks Malayalam language. I speak Tamil language. I don't know my wife's language. But she knows my language. Because she went to school in my language. So, we cannot go in India, we cannot go everywhere and preach the gospel because we don't know their languages. That's why we started our Bible college. We take committed young Christians from all over India who speak different languages. But we teach in English in our Bible college because all the students know English. We are giving free food and accommodation for 3 years course, Bachelor of Theology, BTH. After 3 years, when they are graduated, we are sending them back to their own places from where they have come to preach the gospel in their own languages and to plant churches where there is no church. In this way, by the grace of God, so far we have planted 134 churches. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. For these 134 churches, we have only 19 church buildings. Rest of them are worshipping under the trees. Some are worshipping in the thatched huts, coconut leaves on the top. Some are worshipping in the houses. Some are worshipping in the rented buildings. One by one, we have been constructing the church buildings. So, in India, Hindus are very receptive to the gospel. They are very hungry for God. Harvest is plentiful. Harvest is ready for harvest. We have to preach the gospel. Immediately people are getting saved. Hindus are getting saved. But Hindu priests, still they are trying to kill me. The young Hindu priest who sent those letters telling that he is going to kill me and drink my blood, he died within 2 months. Because of that, they got fear on me. Still I am preaching the gospel in these fields.
Amen.
But still they are trying to kill me. One day I may be killed. Who knows? I may be killed. But don't pray for the protection of my life. Okay? Don't pray for the protection of my life. I am ready to die for Jesus.
Amen.
One day, anyway, someday, we are going to die. Let me die for Jesus. I am sure no one can touch me before God's time.
Amen.
So, don't pray for the protection of my life. But pray that God may provide funds to plant 1,000 churches in all over India in my lifetime.
Amen.
May God bless you. Now, I would like to preach a brief message. Let us stand to Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12. Verse 26. Gospel of John. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 26. In latter part of that verse says like this: If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. God says, this is God's promise. God wants to bless all of us. But one condition. What is that? We have to serve Him. If we serve Him, then God's promise is to bless all of us. So, God wants to bless all of us. But we have to do the Lord's ministry. Many times we think that only pastor will do the Lord's ministry. But according to the word of God, according to the Bible, all the believer must do the Lord's ministry.
Amen.
We are called to serve. We are saved to serve. Jesus told, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Bible says, God has made us kings and priests. God has made us priests. If we are priests, then we are supposed to do the Lord's ministry. When we do the Lord's ministry, then God promises He wants to bless all of us. So, now I am going to speak about seven animals. I am going to speak about seven animals who served the Lord. Animals serve the Lord. If the animals were able to serve the Lord, if the animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you?
Amen.
That is my challenge. Many times we don't want to do the ministry. We think possibly we'll do the Lord's ministry. We think I can come to the church and go back home. This is what many people are thinking. But God expects all of us to do the Lord's ministry.
Amen.
So, seven animals who serve the Lord. Number one animal. Let us tell the Genesis chapter 8, verse 11. Would you please, any one of you, read it? Genesis chapter 8, verse 11. Genesis chapter 8, verse 11. One of you can read it. Okay, thank you, brother.
And the dove came in to him in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off.
Mm-hmm.
So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth.
Okay, thank you, brother. Okay, you know the story. Okay, all of you know. What is that? What animal do we read there? What animal do we read there? Dove. The dove. What did the dove do? The dove brought an olive leaf. To whom? Noah. So what happened? Noah got good news. Noah, through the olive leaf brought by the dove, Noah got good news. It was not God's plan that Noah and his family should be always living inside the ark. It was not God's plan. God's plan was Noah and his family must be saved inside the ark, and then they are supposed to come down from the ark and live on this earth. That was God's plan. Noah was looking for those days to come. The dove brought in good news. So Noah understood. The same way, God's plan about each one of us is not to live on this earth all through our life, always without dying. One day we are going to die. Before we die, we must be saved on this earth.
Amen.
After death, we must go to heaven. Before we are dying, we must be saved. For that, we have to take a good news. How? We can take a gospel tract. We can distribute to some people. If we distribute some gospel tracts to some people, people will get good news. Do you have gospel tracts in your church? Do you have gospel tracts? You take gospel tracts with you. Even when you leave this church, you can take some gospel tracts with you and distribute to some people. People will get good news. people will read it and will be saved. Even my brother-in-law got saved through the reading of the gospel tracts. So, you don't know how to share the gospel. You just distribute the gospel tracts to some people. People will get saved. As the dove brought an olive leaf to Noah, Noah got good news. If we distribute the gospel tracts to some people, people will get good news. People will be saved. If the tract has, gospel tract has your church address, then people will come to this church. If you do that thing, this church will be full. There won't be any gap. There won't be any space here. All the seats will be filled. The church will be full of people. If you start doing gospel tract, distributing gospel tract. So, I would like to call this ministry Dove Ministry.
Amen.
Dove Ministry. How many of you would like to do the Dove Ministry? How many of you are willing to do the Dove Ministry? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. If every one of you are going to do the Dove Ministry, distributing the gospel tracts to some people, definitely this church will be full. We are not doing. From tomorrow onward, maybe tonight also, you can start distributing some gospel tracts. People will get good news if there is an address in that gospel tract, address of this church, people will come to this church. So, start doing Dove Ministry. Number two, animal. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 64. Would you please, any one of you, read it? Genesis chapter 24, verse 64. Can you read, any one of you, please? Yes. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Everything I have, my pictures of my ministries, the message of my ministries, everything is in here. I thought if any church has a LCD projector, then I show everything. Even my message is also in this. Pictures of dove, everything, all the animals, everything is in this flash drive. So I'm sorry, it's okay, no problem. Okay, and so, what animal do we read there?
Camel.
Okay, what did the camel do?
Camel.
What did the camel do? Camel brought Rebecca to Isaac. So what happened? Rebecca became a wife of Isaac. It's a picture of bringing people to Christ. We must lead the people, bring the people to Christ. You just bring people here. If you don't know how to share the gospel, you just bring some people to this church. When the people come here, people will get saved here. If the people, you call some of your friends, tell them to come to this church. If they don't have car, you go and bring them to this church. When the people come here, they will hear the gospel here and people will get saved here. How many of you are willing to do? Every Sunday, when you are going to come to this church every Sunday, will you be able to bring at least one new person to this church? Try to bring at least one new person to this church. You call some people. Tell about this church. Tell them to come to this church. If you tell some people, at least one person will come. If they are not able to come, if they don't have car, you go and bring them here. When the people come here, people will get saved.
Amen.
So, how shall we call this ministry? How shall we name this ministry? Camel ministry. Number one is dove ministry. Now, number two is camel ministry. Let us all start doing Lord's ministry. Then God will bless you. Number three, let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 6. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 6. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 6. Would you please, any one of you, read it? Okay.
And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook.
Thank you, sister.
Amen.
What animal do we read here?
Ravens.
What did the ravens do? The ravens brought hamburger in the morning and hamburger in the evening. By the way, I like hamburger very much. The ravens brought bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening to man of God, Elijah. We must also do the same. What is the nature of a raven? If you have any food in your hand, if you are having any food in your hand, what will the raven do? It will just come and pluck it from you. We don't know how it comes. That is the nature of raven. But here, the ravens are giving. The ravens are sharing. The ravens are feeding Elijah. I think these ravens are saved ravens. I think these ravens are saved ravens. If you are saved, you will share. If you are saved, you will share with others. You will share the gospel to others. If you are saved, you cannot keep quiet. If you are saved, you must share your salvation experience to others. So, what is the another nature of a raven? If a raven gets food, the raven will not eat alone. It will make noise and gather all the ravens and eat together. Sharing. So, when we are saved, if we are saved, we must share the gospel to others.
Amen.
Let us all start doing. How shall we name this ministry? How shall we name this ministry? Ravens ministry. Okay, let's all start doing Ravens ministry. Then this church will be full. Number four. Let's turn to book of Jonah. Jonah. Chapter 1, verse 17. Jonah, chapter 1, verse 17. Would you please, anyone of you, read it? Jonah 1:17. Do you get it? It is in the Old Testament. Yes.
Bread
and fish. Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. What animal do we read there? Great fish. Great fish. What did the great fish do? Swallowed Jonah. At the same time, protected Jonah. The great fish did not digest Jonah. If the great fish would have digested Jonah, what would happen to Jonah? Jonah would have been nowhere. But the great fish did not digest Jonah. No digestion was taking place for 3 days and three nights. So, great fish protected Jonah. We must also protect people.
Amen.
Many times we are spoiling people. Many times we are spoiling others. We are spoiling others' name. We are spoiling others' testimony. We should not talk about any evil of others. Many times we are talking evil of others and spoiling their testimony. We are spoiling their names. We must protect others. Great fish protected Jonah. Though Jonah was a disobedient man, still the great fish protected. Even every one of us having our own weaknesses. But we should not talk about anyone. We should not talk about any evil of anyone. We must protect others. That's why the great fish protected Jonah. That's why Jonah was able to preach the gospel in Nineveh. And the whole city got saved.
Amen.
So let us all try to protect others. Don't spoil others' testimony. Don't spoil others' name. Don't talk about any evil of others. Protect others.
Amen.
That is great fish. So how shall we name this ministry?
Great
fish ministry. Okay. Let us stand to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 27. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 27. Okay, sister. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. Okay, what animal do we read there?
Fish.
We already saw great fish. But in the hook, can we get a great fish or small fish? Through hook, we will get only small fish. So, we can call it, how shall we call this name? Small fish. Small fish ministry. What did the small fish do? Small fish gave money to Peter.
Amen.
So it was able to pay the tax not only for Peter and also for Jesus. When the small fish gave money to Peter, the small fish gave money to Jesus also. So, we must also give our money to the church. We cannot give money directly to God. When you give money to this church, you are giving to the Lord.
Amen.
When you are giving money to the Lord, Lord's man of God, you are giving money to God. When and you are giving money to me, to India, you are giving India ministry, you are giving to the Lord. So when you give money to this church, you are also giving money to God. So let us all start giving our money. How much do we give? Yeah, we all are giving money. I know. I am sure. You all people are giving money. How much do we give? How much do we give to this church? Are you giving as the Bible tells us to give? Let us all start giving. Give to the Lord as much as you can. So, let us all start doing little fish ministry, small fish ministry. And then let us turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verses 74 and 75. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verses 74 and 75. So far, how many animals did we see? Number one, dove ministry. Number two, camel ministry. Number three, raven ministry. Number four, great fish ministry. Number five, small fish ministry. Number six, now here, read 74 and 75. Okay, brother, thank
you. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Behold, the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. What animal do we read here? Cock. What did the cock do? Just crowed, that's all. What happened? Peter got convicted. And he went out and wept bitterly. For what? Because Peter started cursing Jesus. Peter was cursing Jesus. Immediately, the cock crowed. So, Peter remembered the words of Jesus and got convicted. Only the word of God will convict our sin. We must also tell the words of Jesus, words of God. See, when this Peter denied Jesus, cursed Jesus, the cock crowed, immediately Peter remembered the words of Jesus. Those words convicted him. He wept bitterly and repented from his sin. So, through the preaching of Peter, 3,000 people got saved. So, we must also do the same. So, how shall we name this ministry? How shall we name this ministry? Cock ministry. Okay. Cock ministry. Or rooster ministry. Rooster ministry. Or cock ministry. Okay. So, what did the rooster do? Just crowed, that's all. You just tell the word of God, that's all. You memorize some Bible verses. When the people are living in sin, you just tell the word of God. The word of God will convict them. Let's all start doing. Many times, we are hurting people by our talk, by our talking. Many times, we are wounding people through our words. Through our words, many people are wounded. Through our words, many people are hurt. We should not hurt anyone. We should not wound anyone. But we must convict others through the word of God. So let's all start doing rooster ministry.
Amen.
And finally, the seventh one. Let us turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 15 and 16. 15 and 16. 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 15 and 17. 15 and 16. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Dumb donkey. What did the donkey do? The dumb donkey started speaking. The dumb donkey started preaching. The dumb donkey. God was able to make even the donkey to speak. Why can't you make you to speak? God can make you to speak. The dumb donkey started preaching. God can make you to preach. God can make you to preach the word of God. God can do anything. God can use anyone. But you have to obey. All these seven animals obeyed God. That's why God used them. If you obey God, then God will use you. If all these animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you? I am sure this is not my message. This is not my verse. Word of God.
Amen.
This is message of God. Be obedient to God's word. Many times we are only hearers. We are only hearers of God's word. Many times we are not doers. We must be also doers of God's word. If you start doing these seven animals ministries, definitely next Sunday, there will be double. If anyone, how many people are sitting here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay. 22 people are sitting here. If you start doing these ministries, next Sunday, how many people will be here? 44 people. If you tell the people, some people did not come this evening, maybe morning more people are coming. If you tell all the people to do this same ministry, If all the people try to do these animal ministries, then this church will be full. So this is my burden. This is my challenge. If all these animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you?
Amen.
Let us all start doing the Lord's ministry. God's promise is, if you serve Him, God will bless you. Amen. May God bless you.
Wonderful message.
Amen.
Appreciate that. This is one you'll remember.
Amen.
That's one thing I like about that. It's a message that you'll remember. Thank you. And I hope that each and every one of us were challenged by the message that was brought tonight. And we appreciate the ministry of this fine Christian gentleman that's graced our pulpit today.
Amen.
I don't know what he's going to leave us to remember him by. I'm sure he has something around here that we can take home and pray and keep him and the work that he's doing, the workers who are cooperating with him, assisting in the establishing of 1,000 churches. And as God has put that burden on his heart, you and I should have the burden to pray that the Lord will use him and others whose lives he will touch, who will take up that challenge and do the Lord's work. We appreciate your being here tonight. Thank you for coming. And remember our Wednesday night services. We'll be studying in the book of Deuteronomy at 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. Come out and be with us. Let's stand together now and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Don't get in too big of a hurry to go home. Come get acquainted with Dr. P and tell him that you enjoyed having him here in our services tonight. And as we're dismissed in prayer, Brother David, would you lead us, please, in our benediction?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.